Good morning, and welcome to the Central Puerto conference call following the results announcement for the second quarter ended June 30th, 2018. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note, this event is being recorded. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please refer to the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.centralpuerto.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed by accessing the webcast in the investor support section of the Central Puerto corporate website. Before we proceed, please note that certain statements made by the company during this conference call are forward-looking statements, and we refer you to the forward-looking statements section of our earnings release and recent filings with the SEC. Central Puerto assumes no obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required under applicable securities laws. In addition, all financial figures were prepared in accordance with the IFRS and are stated in the Argentine pesos unless otherwise noted. On the call today from Central Puerto is Jorge Rubber, Chief Executive Officer, and Fernando Bonet, Chief Financial Officer. And now I'll turn the conference over to Jorge Rubber. Mr. Rubber, you may begin.
Hey, thank you, and welcome, everyone. We are joining you this morning with our executive team from Buenos Aires, Argentina, to report on our second quarter 2018 and to answer any questions. Following a very good first quarter for this year, we continue to develop our 794-megawatt expansion plan with advances in the construction of our cogeneration and renewable projects. Even in a challenging environment, our solid balance sheet, good operational results, and a prudent financial profile set the ground for our continuous capacity expansion during this year. Let's talk about our thermal generation first. As you may recall, in 2017, Central Puerto was awarded with the new cogeneration project Luján de Cuyo and San Lorenzo that will add more than 420 megawatts to our installed capacity. During the second quarter, we arranged the provision of the main components needed for these projects, and we began the civil works for the construction. I am pleased to confirm that both projects are on time and within budget. Regarding the last hike in the chain rate, we expect that our thermal projects will not be negatively affected from this devaluation since part of the capex for the construction of the new plants are denominated in Argentinian pesos, which may result in a lower capex measured in US dollars. Finally, as for our current thermal units, during this quarter, we performed the long-term program maintenance in our central, in our common cycle, which resumed its operation at full capacity during the first weeks of June. This scheduled maintenance included the replacement of key components such as the rotor of the gas turbine number 11, and for a new one, and complete upgrade of the control system of the combined cycle. The cost of these works were covered by the long-term service agreement that we have with the supplier of the equipment, and as a consequence, no significant capital expenditure was made by Central Puerto. This operation temporarily reduced the availability and generation capacity of the plant during the second quarter. As a consequence, our availability factor from thermal units dropped to 78 compared to 88% in the second quarter of 2017. This level, however, is similar to the 79% average availability of the market for thermal units during the same period, according to the data from CAMMESA. As for our generation, during the second quarter of 2018, energy generation from our continuing operation decreased 18%. 3,145 gigawatt-hour compared to the second quarter of 2017, mainly affected by a 37% decrease in thermal generation explained by the scheduled maintenance in Central Puerto Common Cycle. temporary impact of the thermal production was partially offset by an increase in hydro generation, 118%, due to greater water inflow. We expect that our generation will recover now that our central Puerto combined cycle is online again. As for our renewable projects, I would like to give you a brief overview of the operational progress in our renewable projects and opportunities coming next in the renewable sector. We recently completed the construction of La Castellana 1 and Achitas 1 wind farms, and they are now running the test prior to obtain the commercial operation approval. We expect the commercial operation date to be during August and September, respectively. In accordance with the terms agreed with CAMMESA in the power purchase agreement, those contracts. In addition, we continue delivering on capacity growth. On July 27, we signed PPA contracts for the project La Genoveva 1, awarded under round 2 of the Renovar program. We expect to start the construction of this wind farm that will have an 87 megawatt capacity in the first quarter of 2019, and we expect to end the construction during the second quarter of 2020. Finally, under the term market for renewable energy framework, we have recently been granted priority access to grid to build two new additional wind farms, Achillas 2, La Castellana 2, and La Genoveva 2, which are near to the wind farms that we have mentioned before that we are developing under the renewable program. These new plants will allow us to sell 137 megawatts of new power capacity directly to large private users. Looking forward, during the second half of the year, we will continue to evaluate both organic and inorganic growth opportunities. We believe Central Puerto performance has set us ahead and has reaffirmed our position as market leader in terms of capacity generation. We will continue showing the ability of the company to consistently increase installed capacity, satisfying the growing demand with our assets and quickly adapt to the new rules of the changing environment. Regarding the last issue, as you may know, on June 22, President Macri designated a new energy minister, Javier Liguacel, with whom we had the chance to meet last week. According to what he expressed to us and in several interviews to the media, we expect the regulation to move towards efficiency in energy generation through reduction of the cost of fuel, with less government intervention in the sector and the development of a competitive free market where private players will have the leading role. We have already seen some steps in this direction, such as the reduction of the cost of natural gas that CAMMESA pays for electricity energy generation, and the recent increase in the prices that end users pay for their electricity consumption, which results in less subsidies from the government to CAMMESA. We think that the changes open new opportunities for Central Puerto, and we are eager to participate in the new challenges to come. And now I will turn over to Fernando, who will comment on the financial highlights of the quarter.
Thank you, Jorge. Results achieved during the quarter proved the resiliency of our business model in the context of a devaluation of local currency based on the benefit of the dollar-denominated tariff adopted in the sector last year. With this exclusion, the adjusted EBITDA was of around 5.6 billion pesos, which compared to that of second quarter 2017 shows a significant increase of 700%. That increase was mainly generated by a 4.5 billion pesos on interest and foreign exchange difference associated with the Fonimemen and Central Huerta Obligado trade receivables denominated in US dollars. a 53% increase in revenues that totaled 2.1 billion pesos. That rise in revenues show the full impact of the tariff increase established in November last year. An increase of almost 5 points in the gross profit margin, mainly driven by the exchange rate effect in the production costs that were mostly denominated in local currency. Additionally, it's worth to mention that these results were achieved despite a temporary decrease in production of 18% explained by Jorge before. This schedule was by the scheduled maintenance of Central Puerto Combined Cycle Plant that starts on mid-March and was finally complete on June. In order to have a more precise estimation of our operational cash flow generated during the period, it's important to consider the FONI collections. During the second quarter, we collect 108 million pesos from the FONI MEMEI collection associated with San Martín and Belgrano plants. And regarding the collections from Central Vuelta Obligado trade receivables, CAMMESA is currently working on the formal commercial documents. As our financial position, we maintain a solid cash balance with us at the end of June. We total approximately 2.1 billion pesos for Central Puerto's individual entity and 3.3 billion pesos on a consolidated basis. During the second quarter, we received dividends from TGM and Inversora Gas Cuyana for 650 million pesos. And on the other hand, on May, this year we paid $1.1 billion to our shareholders as dividends. On the debt side, financial debt was almost non-exist for Central Puerto as an individual entity, while CP Renewables and its subsidiaries, which hold the renewable project, received from IFC and IIC disbursements of $71 million directly related to the construction of Castellana 1 and Achiras 1 wind farms. As end of June, consolidated total debt was approximately $152 million for these projects. We believe that our effective capital balance sheet and management set the ground for a promising second half of the year. Thank you, and now we invite you for questions and some additional insights.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And today's first question will come from Frank McGann with Bank of America Merrill Lynch, Argentina. Please go ahead. Hello, Frank. Your line is open.
Yes, sorry. Good morning or good day, everyone. Thank you very much. Just in speaking of generation over the next, 6 months or so, 12 months, do you expect for the overall level of generation to go back to, say, the averages that you might have experienced in 2017? And then secondly, looking towards the next couple of years as the government moves towards what seems to be maybe a more competitive industry and a more with potential changes in how remuneration would be for at least for legacy plants. I was just wondering how well positioned you feel the company is to go into a market that is more competitive.
Okay, thank you, Frank. I would say in general terms, what we expect is not to go back to this patch we had last year. In fact, we anticipate there is a move towards a more efficient system. Part of the problem that the system is facing today is that we are still running units that are very old in time. And this is why we expect a reduction in the dispatch of our older units as a norm for the near future. So we don't expect to go back. I mean, in fact, what we expect is more a tendency that you have mentioned. I mean, a reduction in the dispatch, especially for our most inefficient units. It's a movement that the market has to to do. I mean, we have to reduce inefficiency. We have to promote more efficient generation, and this is the movement that the government is quite committed to go ahead with. So this is a tendency for the market. This is a movement that we have been expected for months. And in terms of new regulation, I mean, our situation as Central Puerto is that we have units that, as an average, are more efficient than the average of the market. So independently of what kind specific regulation the government is going to set, what we expect is that Central Puerto is very good positioned to take advantage of that. Our units tend to be more efficient than the normal standard of this market. So we see a move in terms of regulation as an opportunity, not as a threat.
Okay, thank you very much.
Additionally, adding something that Jorge mentioned, for sure in that our combined cycle respect, we're going to increase the production in the same levels of the previous year. Jorge are referring for the old units. But for the big combined cycle, which was in the maintenance period, for sure we're going to recover the full production and the full capacity dispatch in the next half of the year, next quarters.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Florencia Torres with TPCS. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations for a strong result. Just a follow-up regarding the potential change on the pricing scheme for energy to reward efficiency instead of paying for availability. Which is the average of inefficiency in terms of capacity that you're estimating of power plants?
Well, our estimation is that more or less 40% of the capacity currently in operation is completely inefficient. So this is what we expect to be reduced in the near future. I mean, our regulation should move from those old units to most.
As Florencia mentioned, in our capacity, not in the market.
You mentioned specifically in our case?
Yes. Yes,
I will mark just, I mean, some units. In Central Puerto is one of the units is the most, I mean, at the margin, which is the unit number 5. In the case of Mendoza, the units, I mean, the steam turbines that are very old units. In average, in terms of capacity, 15% more or less of our total capacity should be considered among the inefficient capacity.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So clear.
Okay, you're welcome.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1. With no further questions, I would like to end today's question and answer session and turn the conference back over to Mr. Robert for any closing remarks.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for your interest in Central Puerto and your continued support of our company. We encourage you to call us at any time for any information you may need. Thank you, and have a good day.
The conference is now concluded. We want to thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.